What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Your friends pretend they know sports. WFAN actually does. Get smarter, louder, and way more annoying at watch parties. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Lauren Robinson.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
The program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That's the number. Go ahead and use it. You can also hit me up on Twitter on X at L Rubenson. I'll read out some of your comments or questions there. Producing tonight, Alex Azarn behind the glass, and I will be with you for 4 big hours until 2 a.m. Have some good guests lined up for you. And our topic, our theme of the show tonight, I'll let you know about the guests coming up. But our theme of the show for tonight, predictions. And we're going to get into it because predictions on, let's see, today is August 31st. Last day in August, so a week from now, we will have the opening of, you know, it'll be the opening Sunday of the NFL season, Giants and Jets. And so I do this show annually, and every year we make our predictions, the show beforehand. So prediction, the first prediction is coming up. What will be the records for the Giants and Jets? And in particular, want to know, what does success look like for the Giants and for the Jets? What would success look like this season if they do what? Is that tied to wins and losses? Is that tied to answering some questions about their future? Is that tied to trends that we see and progress? Or is it cut and dried? And does it need to be as clear as, for instance, if you're talking about the Jets ending the longest playoff drought in the NFL and the longest playoff drought of the four major men's team sports? So, you know, is it a record thing, or is it something different from that? What does success look like? So predictions in that, we're going to get into that. That's all coming up later in the program. Also, predictions. Yankees and Mets predictions. And for the Yankees, we can look at it and say they are, you know, right now, here we are. The Yankees are three up on the Mariners and that last wild card spot. They are, you know, in the first wild card spot, you know, pretty comfortable in terms of the wild card. We were talking about them closing in on the Blue Jays before today. Now they're three back, but they are still within striking distance there. But here's the thing with the Yankees, and Yankee fans, you don't need me to tell you this. You're well aware. This upcoming stretch is going to tell us a lot about the 2025 Yankees. It will either confirm what we already know, which is this is a team that beats up on bad teams and loses to good teams. That's the story of the, you know, what have you done for me lately? That's the story that we've seen over the last few months. That's the story of these Yankees, the 2025 Yankees. So, you only can, you know, you can only beat who's in front of you and play, you know, who's in front of you. We're not going to criticize, especially on a weekend when the Mets lose 3 out of 4 to the Marlins. Nobody's going to minimize the fact that the Yankees took care of business. But you can't help noticing that as we look at the Yankees' schedule, that there they were. And frankly, you know, honestly, the Yankees back on August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd also got, I mean, they got swept by the Marlins, so Marlins are not terrible. But let's take a look. If you look at this Yankee team, and just when you say, all right, maybe they're playing a little better, you feel a little better about them, they lost a series in August to the Astros. Then, of course, predictably, they turn around and win a series against the Twins. Then they sweep the St. Louis Cardinals. They win a two-game series at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, the Rays had not been playing particularly well at the time, but that's okay, and beat the Rays. But then there they are with Boston, and it's a three-game sweep. They lose to Boston. Then, they have 3 out of 4. They lose 3 out of 4 to Boston. They save that last game on Sunday. And then they sweep Washington and now win 3 out of 4 against Chicago. And so it's a pattern of, you know, if we look back at the month of August, there's a lot of, you know, how the Yankee season has gone. It's a lot of beat the bad teams, lose to the good teams. And now here it is. If we want to look ahead and say with this Yankees team, and if you want to dream on something, Yankee fans, the key to this Yankee team in a lot of ways, this starting rotation has been pitching better. And now that Luis Gil is back, and he's not fully rounded into form, but you can see it. You can even see in today's game, even over the course of that start today, he got better. From the first few innings to the way he finished, his velocity was actually ticking up later in the game. He just looked stronger, more confident, more in command, better as the game wore on. And I think we'll continue to see that over a pitcher who has been, you know, he was out and injured for a long time and is still rounding into form. But with the starting rotation that has Max Fried, who is now pitching better again, Carlos Rodon, Luis Gil, last year's Rookie of the Year, Cam Schlittler, who has been a revelation, just quietly going about his business. And I love the Mets phenoms, and we're going to get into them in coming up in this show. We're going to get into this. As a matter of fact, not only am I going to get into it, coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, I'm going to have Jacob Wilkins, who actually is the lead play-by-play voice for Mets AA Binghamton team, spent a lot of time covering these two phenoms that we're seeing, Jonathan and McLean, and Nolan McLean. We're going to get some storytelling about them. So those are positives, and we're going to get to that in terms of the Mets. But right now, a lot of what is wrong with the New York Mets and why it's hard to believe in them as a team that can go places and potentially win, you know, get to the postseason and win in the postseason, it's hard to believe in the New York Mets right now with the state of their pitching staff. It just is. And we're going to get to that in a second. But if you want to dream on things, Yankee fans, as bad as their record may be against good teams this year, and as embarrassing as that series was against the Red Sox and the way they've played against the Sox this season, for all of that, when you look at that starting rotation, you can picture a path back to the World Series for the New York Yankees. You can picture it. We can say, yes, the Yankees, I said this last week, the Yankees don't need to do something special. They just need to play to the back of the baseball card. But with that means, don't boot the ball around. Don't make stupid base running mistakes. Just play reasonably decent quality baseball, the kind you were taught in Little League, and then play to your ability. And if the Yankees are doing that, when we look at the way this rotation, the starting rotation, is starting to round into form with the addition of Cam Schlittler, with Luis Gil coming back off the injured list and starting to round into form, Max Fried and the blister situation seems to be getting a little better, whatever was going on with that and coming back from that. And Carlos Rodon, some starts are great, some aren't, sure, but we've seen enough that's good that you can envision that, Yankee fans, getting to the postseason, taking a look at that and saying, for all that the Yankees might be maddening, might be infuriating, pitching. Starting pitching, pitching. You can see a path that could get you there. And when you look ahead and try and think of who the Yankees could be, storylines, narratives, perception, whatever you want to call it, we think of the Yankees right now as a team that can't beat the good teams. Well, they have an opportunity to change what we believe right now, because there's 3 games at Houston, then followed by a series, 3 versus Toronto at home, 3 versus the Detroit Tigers at home, and then 3 up in Boston. There's 12 games. The next 12 games. So prediction time, Yankee fans. How are the next 12 games going to go? Is it going to be more of the same? They can't beat the good teams, and we're going to see 12 games right here. 12 games in September. Is this how it's going to go? And the Yankees will get into the playoffs, into the postseason, because after this 12-game set, you know what? Guess what? Up comes Minnesota, then comes Baltimore, then it's 3 more against the Chicago White Sox, and they finish the season with 3 against the Orioles at home. And so that whole run right there, if they have any doubt of a problem with a wild card, it can be fixed by facing those bad teams. The Yankees will make the postseason. They will. But are they going to do anything when they get there? I think winning, you know, we talk about that it's not always the best team that wins, it's the hottest team. The Yankees have enough talent when you look around the American League to actually be the best team in the American League. But you also have to be a hot team. And you also, in order, if you're going to be a good team, a team that is going to do anything, you have to be able to beat the better teams. They have not done that at all this season. They have a chance right now to show us that they can be both good and hot coming into, through September, into October. They have a chance to make a statement, change perception, but also change. Aaron Boone can spout off all he wants about how much the guys in that locker room believe and all this sort of stuff. But you know what? Do they really believe that they can beat the Red Sox in a series? Do they believe that?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Given the track record of this team, 3 at Houston, 3 home to Toronto, and by the way, show that you're not going to boot the ball all over the place against the Toronto Blue Jays team that will put the ball in play, and show that you're not going to fall apart and make a million errors. 3 against Detroit, and then 3 up against Boston in Boston, where again, Boston's going to be trying to steal bases, play athletically. What are the Yankees going to do? How are they going to respond? 12 games right there. Show me who you are. So prediction time, Yankee fans. 888-808-1019. Who are the New York Yankees? What's going to be the record for this 12-game stretch? 4 series against good teams. They have a chance to change the storyline of 2025 and how we think of them. And honestly, I think how they think about themselves. So it's not just Aaron Boone trying to sell us the, oh, we believe and we're, yeah, all this stuff. Well, let's see it. 12 games. Show me who you are. What's the record? Prediction time. And Yankee fans, what do you need to see to have some faith, some belief that this team can do something in the postseason? All right, Mets fans. So, just like the Yankees have 12 games coming up against very good teams. Now, the maddening thing, and there are many things that are absolutely maddening about the 2025 Mets. Let's start with the fact that this team had the best record in baseball, the 2025 Mets, the first couple months of the season. And then June 13th hit. And in so many ways, this year's team is the opposite of last year's team. Last year's team was like an embarrassment, a punchline, a joke to start the season. Pablo Lopez, you know, throwing the mitt into the stands, team meetings, blah, 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 blah. And then boom. Team meeting happened. OMG happened. Iglesias on the team. All that sort of stuff. And the 2024 Mets turned into the team of great vibes. The team that was the feel-good story of 2024. Even though they were the expensive team from New York, the team that made it to the NLCS against the big bad Dodgers. And part of the story of that 2024 Mets team, in addition to clutch hitting from Francisco Lindor, clutch hitting from Pete Alonso, Mark Vientos emerging as a middle-of-the-order bat for the Mets, 27 home runs in the regular season, and then the Mets' best offensive player in the postseason. All the storylines, great. OMG and all of that, great. But a big part of 2024 success for the New York Mets was the pitching lab, David Stearns, his ability to find this pitching talent and the way he had put together a rotation. Sean Manaea, he had taken a chance with, and Manaea famously last year changing his delivery to that to that Chris Sale release point, and with that coming on strong, becoming, emerging the to be the Mets' ace last season in the second half of the year. Terrific season for Manaea. And Luis Severino staying healthy. Mets take a chance on him and Jose Quintana. And so here were these pitchers that the Mets, even though Senga gave them nothing last year, They piece together this rotation. David Peterson comes back from surgery. He's terrific. Tylor Megill comes back at the end of the year. And he's really good. David Stearns, genius, knows how to put all this stuff together, picks up pieces at the trade deadline. The Mets don't go all in, but he brings in pieces like Phil Maton and Ryan Stanek and, cheaper little additions, trades for Brazoban, who isn't that much last year, but the beginning of this year is terrific. All these sort of little tinkering and moves, and everything works. And the Mets are the feel-good story in the second half of this year. As good at feel-good as that was, they're the feel-bad team. And so for a lot of this year, the first couple months, fantastic. Since then, very frustrating. Very frustrating. 11-17 in the month of August. That's their record. And yet, they've started to hit. I think this month, I think Gary Cohen said today, this was... the month of August was the month the New York Mets have scored more runs in the month of August than any month in their history. Certainly it was their best offensive month of this season. And yet, six games under 500 this month. A losing record this month. With offense exploding and they can't win. Why? The pitching has been lousy. Now, some of that's been the bullpen. Some of that's been arms they've traded for or expected to do well in the bullpen, having problems, guys with pedigrees not pitching to that. Some of that's all of that. But a lot of it has been absolutely horrific, hellacious starting pitching. Starting pitching where no starter gives you any innings, any length, any dependability. And it seems like every time you blink, the Mets are in a massive hole. They start, it's like they're, if this were a race, they're spotting the other team, the other person, a big lead. Game after game, digging big holes because of bad starting pitching. The worst combination. They give up runs and they give you no length. And for all that David Stearns, I've been one of them, and I still think he's the right person to be the president of baseball operations for the New York Mets. I still think he is one of the architects that built the foundation with the Milwaukee Brewers. Came from having worked in, with the Houston Astros. He is a smart, young baseball mind. But he got last season's success, where everything he touched turned to gold with the pitching. This year, he got too cute. You are in a big market with big expectations. This is not the Milwaukee Brewers, who, by the way, are a terrific team and are, churning out pitching. But you need to be able to blend developing your own homegrown pitching with bringing in and paying for talent. And this year, if we're going to give him credit in the past, we have to also criticize when it doesn't work out. And this season for David Stearns, the pitching has been a disaster. Started off for the first couple months, looked like he had it figured it out and he was the smart guy again. And then one by one, players got injured, or some of them, in the case of like Montas and Manaea, started the year injured. Montas never developed into anything. That two-year contract where David Stearns panicked and had to give that contract out 5 seconds into free agency, 2 years at $17 million each, $34 million for Frankie Montas, just absolutely an atrocious move. And now here are the Mets. And who do you have faith in for the New York Mets in terms of the starting rotation? You have faith in, I mean, honestly, I think you have the most faith right now in Nolan McClain. The kid's pitched 3 games in the major leagues, and you'd have to say you have the most faith in him, right? Look at Mets starter ERA in the month of August. David Peterson had been Mr. Reliable, has taken the ball every 5 games all season long and taken his turn through the order. But in the month of August, his ERA is 6.68. To be fair, it got destroyed on Saturday when he was abysmal, gave up 8 runs. But 6.68 ERA for David Peterson in August. Kodai Senga, who pitched today, he looks the most lost out of all of them. And he seems to have lost confidence when you listen to him talk in the postgame. And he does his postgame interview. Kodai Senga has been dreadful since coming back off the injured list. 6.18 ERA in August. Sean Manaea, I expected better from him. I still expect better from him. 7.13 ERA in August. Clay Holmes, the best of the bunch of these veteran starters, the one who was converted out of the bullpen to be a starter, 4.32 ERA. I mean, that's not spectacular. It's nothing to throw a parade over, but you would like something in the threes for your starting pitchers, but it's fine. And he's better than the others, and yet I still think if the Mets had 5 good starting pitchers, at this point, you'd like to help the bullpen by shifting Clay Holmes. He's thrown more innings than he's ever thrown by a landslide into the bullpen and make him a setup man. So he's 4.32 in August. And then you have Nolan McClain with 3 starts in August, 0.89 ERA. And Jonah Tong, 1 start, 1.80 ERA, because the Mets made a bunch of errors when he pitched on Friday. So, yeah, we've all been joking. It's all over Mets Twitter, Tong and McClain and pray for rain, but it's not far off right now. The veterans have to shape up. And I guess the question for Mets fans, because the schedule coming up, just like I went through with the Yankees, 12 games for the Yankees. What's the prediction for those 12 games? And will the New York Yankees change what we think of them and how we think of them over those 12 games? Can they show us they can beat the good teams as they build momentum? Can they build momentum in September and take it into October and be one of those hot teams that Derek Jeter would talk about? Not always the best team. Sometimes it's the hottest team that wins the whole thing. Well, for the Mets, they're about to start on a 10-game road trip that goes like this. 3 at Detroit. 3 at Cincinnati. The same Cincinnati Reds, who are 4 games back of the Mets for that last wild card spot. And 4 at Philadelphia. The same Philadelphia Phillies that the Mets embarrassed at Citi Field And so maybe that'll wake the Mets up. The Mets are different than the Yankees. The Mets don't necessarily beat the bad teams and then lose to the good teams. The Mets are like a crapshoot. You just don't know what you're going to get. The Mets will win a series against the Seattle Mariners, a good baseball team, and then turn around and lose a series against the Washington Nationals. The Mets will sweep a series against the Philadelphia Phillies playoff team and then lose 3 out of 4 at home to the Marlins, the first time the Mets have lost a series at home to the Marlins in like 5 years. So the 2025 Mets, who are you? Except infuriating. That we know. That's the story of the roller coaster that is the New York Mets. And unlike the Yankees, where I went through that starting rotation that you could dream on and believe on, how would you fix the Mets? What would you do to fix the New York Mets pitching? I'll tell you my plan as best as I can, and pray for rain is not a strategy. But when it comes to predictions, Mets fans, what do you predict the Mets will do on this 10-game road trip? At Detroit, at Cincinnati, who's chasing them for that last wild card spot, and at Philadelphia. Prediction time, Mets fans.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.